inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. Oh, man. I'm inspired. Hello, hello. It's time for another Dider show. Hi, guys. Episode 39. And it's a mini one. And it's about the comedian Kevin Hart book. I can't make this up. Life lessons. I've read this book a couple of times now, and I've read it again last week, and I love it. I mentioned it in my last podcast. So here it is. So my listeners, dedicated this episode to Kevin Hart's autobiography. The audiobook is himself talking, so it's even better, and it's a treat. I love this book so much already. As I said, I'll try to read it once a year. I find it inspiring. I don't know, that sounds like a hoover. Inspiring and full of great life lessons, as the book title entails or say. Okay. Plus, the audiobook is very hilarious because he's him talking. The guy is very funny, man. Obviously, yes, he's a comedian. But just don't take my word for it. Just get the book, and I promise you. That sounded French. Fuck it. You know what I mean? You will love it too. The one thing I enjoy about the book is, and I try to follow his philosophy, it's what he calls shoulder shrug. By that, it means whatever bad things happen, there is no point dreading on it. There's no point feeling sorry for yourself, because it makes no sense. No, feel sorry for yourself. Feel sorry for yourself, which is, by the way, it's the ego talking, not the real you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't make this shit up. I read about it in another book, but that's for another time. So you just take it forward, you know, you just take it and move forward, because what's the point of feeling sorry for yourself? It doesn't do anything constructively. It doesn't get you anywhere. It just get you more bad shit in your head. But if your dream is big enough, you will find a way. Kevin Hart says that if you are committed to better yourself, then little step back are not the end of you, okay? Life is a big test, and you should see those moments as such. That makes sense in English? Ah, fuck it. I got most respect for the guy going through his comedian material in his early days in hostile clubs, being heckled. Obviously, that's a given. Even got chicken wings thrown at his face once, introducing an act on stage. I think he lost his shit there, and he felt very bad about losing his shit because, again, it's a test. But man, shit, I would lose my shit if somebody threw chicken wings at my face. Yeah, I mean, I'm only human. Been rejected for multiple times for his TV shows, even though, you know, they were signed off, and then ABC, I think, rejected it at some point and took it back and then took it again. For anybody, I would be like the end of them, but for him, he was like, well, fuck it, you know, just carry on, you know. And being broke and still believing in himself, even when he was getting somewhere in his life act. Really an inspiring guy. Kevin tells that success is being a lovely guy, you know, not necessarily being the best at what he did, but he's been a lovely guy, you know, a lovable guy, you know, and people want to work with him. But being himself counted first on what can it count first, you know, being himself count first, which he had to learn, you know, when he was trying to do his comedy things, he was telling jokes about other things and making shit up, and lots of comedians in the circus told him that you have to be, people want to know Kevin, and then people want to relate to stuff, real stuff. So finally Kevin just talked about his life and by himself, you know, the funny things happen to him, but the funny way he sees it, you know. And I think he mentioned that you can see comedy in anything in life, even in the bad days, you know. You can see the funny sides. You can, if you watch out for it, if you dig enough. Kevin owed his success to the team and the community he built around him. The networking, the hours spent giving out flowers in every town he did shows, time spent getting to know his audience after the shows, you know, taking pictures and simply talking to his fan. The guy is committed. If you're a comedian, this book is for you. And be prepared for the hard work, as Kevin says. It took him 16 years in the making to be where he is today. So that's not a big number. I mean, you know, if you really committed, I think 16 years is not a hell of a lot of time to be where he is today, I think, you know. But he says as well, never be comfortable, even after success, and just keep pushing. And I think that's what I love about him. He really pushes himself and never gets comfortable where he is. So he's very inspiring for me. They have a fantastic life lesson. Other than the other fantastic life lesson and anecdote within this book, I love Kevin for his dedication to his work, his honesty, and the way he sees life. All right? That makes sense, right? Kevin Hart is an inspiring. He's inspiring and grateful. He's inspiring. He's an inspiration. Kevin Hart is to me an inspiration. An inspiration. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? It's right, I can't speak English. He's an inspiration. I'm inspired by him. Ego. I'm inspired. So inspiration. Inspiration. I can't fucking speak. He's an inspiring. He's inspiring. Inspirous. He's inspirous. He's inspirous. No, I'm inspired by Kevin Hart. Saying gay. No. I'm not meaning anything but gay, but he's inspirous. That's gonna finish make the beginning of the show. Okay. And I'm grateful to have been lucky enough to come across his book. So thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Right, this is it, people. Have a great weekend, and I see you next week. In asparagus. Kevin Hart, to me, is an asparagus. He's an inspiration. Oh my God, it doesn't sound right, does it? An inspiration. Man, I can't really speak English today. What's wrong? I'm inspired. Oh man. I'm inspired. I got it. I'm inspired. That sounds like spear. I'm inspired by him. Okay, I gotta start because this is going on for too long. Guys, if you wouldn't mind getting me some stars on the links below, I would thank you so much. Thank you so much for in advance. As I said before, I'll send you some candies. No, I won't. I'll send you some love letters. I don't know. If you can, that'd be great. Honestly, it doesn't take much. Just 2 seconds. Just put it the stars on the podcast link, the iTunes, or Google Play, Stitcher. Don't know which platform you're using to listen to this show. But if you could give me some stars, it would mean a lot to me. It would mean the world to me. Come on, one more time. Kevin Hart to me is an inspiration. Did I get it right there? An inspiration. I'm giving up on this. I'm gonna have to take a lesson. I think I mentioned before I had problem articulating when I was a kid. Somehow someday it just comes back. It inspired me. But how can I say inspiration, Spartacus. Okay guys, have a great weekend. This is Friday, 8th of November already. Wow, it's close to my birthday. I haven't got a special show for my birthday. I'm probably gonna get drunk and maybe do a Facebook. If you go on the links below, there's a Facebook page dedicated to the spider show, to the dire show. And at some point I'm gonna do some live, I might do a live session for that one, so it'd be live. You'd be able to ask questions if you are bored enough and not doing anything. Obviously, hopefully, it won't be a weekend, so you'll have time for me. But anyway, just get on the links, add yourself to the diary show. And if you got anything you want me to get on the show about or talk about on the show, just let me know anything. You can private message me. You know, don't send me any dick pics. I mean, why people would send me that? I don't know. It's the things of today, apparently. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for listening and or reading this. Obviously, no, you're listening. So I wish you a good weekend and I'll see you next week. Alright, bye-bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Dieter Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast, on Google Play, and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is DidierSoulier. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.